Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Hey, it's Johnny. Just before this episode starts, just a quick notice that I have decided for these weeks to do 3 episodes. So you'll notice there's an episode out Tuesdays, Thursdays, as per usual, but also on a Saturday as well. So I'd like to give extra value to you as the listener over the holidays. I hope you enjoy. How do you set goals for 2021? Have you set your goals for 2021? Well, what's the right way? Well, if you haven't quite figured this out yet, today's podcast is for you. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you boost your self-esteem and confidence. Why is it important to really, really take the time to set your goals and plan them? Well, because it's only your life, really, isn't it? And you maybe had challenges this year. I think we all have, but we've all had different challenges in different circumstances. Of course, I don't necessarily know your circumstance, but we've come through this year, and there's been a lot of learning lessons, definitely. But it depends what you want to do now. Now, without sounding too cliche and going, oh, the future is yours and everything like that. But it really, really is. Now, it's really important to live in the present and be where you are now. But plan for the future, because if you've got no direction, you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you're going, you won't have anywhere to go, will you? And if we don't spend the time to invest in ourselves, and when I say invest, I don't necessarily mean money, I mean investing time. If we don't spend time to try and think, what do we really want, where do we want to go, then it just gets us lost. And we don't want to be lost, because that can impact on how we feel about us and our lives. And something I'm very keen on is empowering people to understand how much ownership they do have over their lives, in particular their self-esteem and confidence, and how they can improve that, as with all of my podcasts. And I often hear goals, and I'm going to put my hands up. I've set unclear goals, which I've not hit. And I didn't hit them because they were unclear. I've forgotten about them. And I just might have set them for like 1 week in January and then just completely forgotten. But I don't think I'm alone. You probably know someone, or you might have been that person yourself who said they were going to go to the gym and get healthy all of the year, but it didn't happen. And that's because we don't put timelines, we don't put accountability and many things. And I'm going to be talking about those things today. So it's really, really important. And there's another point I wanted to mention. It's really, I've heard people say, oh, I live in the moment, I live in the day. Now, living in the present is absolutely the right place to live your life, but you need to live in the present, enjoy your life, enjoy what you've got now, but you've got to have this direction. There is too much in this world. The world is too competitive. Just being totally honest, there's too much in the world. The world's too competitive for you not to sit down and plan your future. It is an essential. I look at my calendar regularly, and I allow flexibility and fun and freedom and social events as much as I can have them with this whole situation. But I make sure I'm very clear on what my plans are each week. And that's why I hit pretty much most of my goals each week, because I'm very clear how I'm going to hit them and I plan them out. Now, you don't want to script every moment of your life. You want this variety and flexibility in life, but you don't want to just go and try and blag it. Because if we've got no direction, we're just going to get lost, like I said. Okay, I think I've reiterated that point a couple of times now. So let's go into how you actually set your goals. Number one is brainstorm what you want to achieve, like just anything. Let your mind, your imagination go loose, like you're a kid again, like you're a 5-year-old kid. Think about all the things, all the areas you want. So finance, physically, career, relationships, mentally, where do you want to be? How do you want to feel? just brainstorm it down all on paper. Just don't have any limitations. Just write it down all on paper. And just do that for a good couple of minutes, few minutes, until you've got enough ideas down on the page. Then what you're going to do is really think about which ones would you like to achieve in 2021. So I'll give an example. For me, I want to be earning a certain income by the middle of next year. But there are other things like I'd like to, and that income's not just for me to buy things, it's for me to invest in myself so I can grow my business and help more people. And it's so I can support more charities that I believe in, and it's for helping my family as well. So that's kind of my income goal. But then I've got a longer term goal. And likewise with relationships, I've got a goal to find that relationship, and I'm trying to be really clear on the kind of girl I want. But then I've got a longer term goal, maybe in like a few years time, where I'd be married, for example. I'd like to be married in a few to 5 years time, ideally. So just pick out the goals which are going to be suitable for the next year out of that list. Then the next step is you're going to look at the why and consequence. I talked about this in my previous podcast about how to stop being lazy, looking at the consequences and what you're going to get from not doing something or being lazy on doing something. But for this one, behind all of those goals you've got, and you can have a list. These goals, by the way, you can have a list of maybe 5 to 10 goals, maybe 15. Don't put too many, maybe 10. 10's the maximum. I usually go for 10. But if you really, really can't reduce them, put 15. But go for about 5 to 10 goals that you want to set for the next year. And then for each of them, look at the why behind it. Why do you want it? Why is it so important? And really understand that. That is so important. The why is going to drive you. If it's, I want to earn this so I can buy some, you know, pretty new clothes, that's probably not a strong enough why. But then if you think, I want to earn some money because I'll really be able to go to this event where I get to meet more people, I get to grow, I get to interact, I'll get to go on a holiday with my fantastic family and things like that. We're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be a magical moment. That's a bit more of a driver than I'll get some money because I'm going to buy new things. So really think of the why, but also think about the consequence. What's going to happen if you do not achieve those goals? So are you going to potentially be in an emotional struggle? You're going to be miserable if you don't hit that goal. Are you going to perhaps be in a financial struggle? Are you going to perhaps not have the freedom you wanted? Just think about go as deep as you can for these, by the way, both the why and the consequence. Because when you can go really, really deep, that's going to make more of a push for you to try and achieve it. So start listing those out behind the goal, the why that you want to achieve it and the consequence of not achieving it. Then put a deadline. Now, we said next year, obviously, so the deadline would be by the end of next year. But be more specific. Which month do you want to complete a goal? And is it the start of the month or is it the end of the month? Think about which month you want to achieve something by and really, really be specific on the timelines. Because just setting something without a specific deadline is just a wish, to be totally honest. If you've not got a deadline, you need something to work to. And you'll need review points as well in terms of timelines. Reviewing how you're getting on regularly. So it could be every week. It could be every couple of weeks. I wouldn't suggest doing it every month for how you're getting on with your goals, because that might be a bit too long and you forget about it. But just keep regularly reviewing it. And that's the problem with things like, oh, I'm going to the gym, or I want to do this by the end of the year, and not writing it down. We're not tracking it regularly. But put deadlines on those. And the next point is very much linked to what I've just said, but writing it down and making it visible so you can regularly look in it. So those kind of points are a bit, I suppose I've mixed them a little bit there, but I just want to emphasize how important it is to have your goals visibly to you. And I'm going to give an example of myself earlier this year. So at the start of the year, before the whole pandemic hit, I was having a conversation with two of my work colleagues, and we were talking about how many books we want to read this year. And one of them said, oh, I'd like to read 20. And then the other one didn't really comment, said, oh, I'm not committing to anything. Fair enough. And I said, I'm going to go for 50. And they went, wow, that's ambitious. And I thought, yeah, but it's doable. Read a book a week. And then it got to around June, July. And I had read a bunch of books. And I'd kind of been tracking it a little bit. And I'd kind of had a rough estimate. But, or maybe it was a bit later, actually. Let's say August, and I'd read about 20 books or so. And then I started to think, well, I was having a conversation with them online, of course, due to the whole situation. And I was saying, how many books did I commit to? And I went, 50. And then I went, right, so I've got the rest of the year to try and hit 50. And I'm the kind of person who does everything they can to hit their goals. So then I realized I've got to read a couple of books a week. And actually, it's, as I'm recording this, it's 2 weeks away from it being the end of the year. And I'm actually done quite well. So I've got 4 books left to read. And I think I've calculated that I've got to read 70 or 80 pages. They're not massive books, luckily. I've got to read, and my friend did say, why don't you just read Mr. Men books? No, not quite. But yeah, I've got about 70 or 80 pages to read a day from tomorrow to the rest of the year in order for me to hit the 50 books. But that shows by not tracking it, writing it down clearly, I lost track of the goal. So make sure it's visible. Make sure your why is visible as well. And then the final point is telling someone. I always go on about accountability, but it's so, so important. It increases your rates of completion so much. That's why I advise getting a coach or anything. That's what got me into life coaching, because I'm so, so into helping people hit their goals and challenging and asking questions, challenging in the right way. But get someone who's going to be your accountability partner. Get, if you've got a coach, great. If you haven't and you can afford one, get one. I'd highly recommend that, getting a life coach. Or getting a close friend or someone you trust. Don't get someone who's close to you who's likely to forget about it, because that's pointless, because you're not going to be accountable to someone. But get someone to be accountable to, because when we've got someone else that we're responsible to report to, as well as ourselves, then it's more likely we're going to achieve a goal. Okay, so those are my tips for how you set goals for 2021. When you've got those goals in place as well, do make clear plans on how you're going to break it down. You're going to hit things. Like I emphasize, I'm not a person who's like trying to script out my whole life, but it's really important that you consider your future, because it's like getting in a car and not knowing where you're going, not putting a destination in. You just go round and round and round and just make it up, and you won't end up anywhere. You just keep going. And it's the same in life. You'll just keep going around and you're not really sure. So you need to be really clear on where you want to go and what your plans are. And when we start doing things we really want, that is going to boost our self-esteem. We're going to start feeling good about ourselves because we're doing and going towards what we want. And when you make plans, you can break it down, making it easier. And it's enjoyable working towards something you want. And when you hit your goals, it's not going to end. You can set more goals. And the beauty is you can enjoy it in the moment. You can enjoy who you are and growing always. You're always going to be setting goals, but make sure you use them to give you guidance and you get clear plans. So that's my advice for today's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And if you feel this is really valuable and you'd like to share it with friends and family, then please do so. I really appreciate all the support I'm getting at the moment. Thank you once again, and I will catch you in the next episode. Hey, it's Johnny, and just wishing you a big thank you for listening to my podcast. And I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and have a happy new year. Thank you once again for your support, and hope you are doing awesome.